Last year, 156 pedestrians died in New York City traffic, more than half of all traffic deaths. And 27 more pedestrians have died in the first 10 weeks of this year. WNYC is taking a year-long look at traffic fatalities, their causes, and the impact on the people left behind. In our first installment, WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports on a 2013 collision at an intersection in Queens.
The corner of Main Street and Cherry Avenue in Flushing, with its jumble of mom-and-pop shops and mid-sized apartment buildings, is an ordinary intersection in New York. But not to this man.
My name is Shipei Liao. I'm the parent of Allison Liao.
When Shipei stands here and talks about his four-year-old daughter, he can't help slipping into the present tense.
My daughter was definitely a feisty one there. At the playground, she'll face up to, like, the bigger kids. It's like there's little steps that you have to jump onto, and she'll come up to somebody, like, get out of my way. So she's not afraid.
He stands with his back to the intersection. Over his shoulder is the spot in the crosswalk where an SUV hit Allison and Shipei's 71-year-old mother, Chinhua. The two were walking hand in hand, crossing with the signal. It was Sunday, October 6th, around 5 o'clock. Shipei is speaking 5 months later, at the same time, on a Sunday. He's thought a lot about how Allison got to that spot at that moment.
That day, Allison really wanted to go outside, go get a watermelon. Pretty insistent, which normally she wasn't. She normally just watched TV, watches Dora.
Allison was visiting her grandmother, as she often did. Shipei and his wife, Amy, were at home in Fresh Meadows, 10 minutes away. He later learned from his mother about how Allison got ready for shopping.
She took out a little purse she carries with her as a toy purse so she could pretend to pay and stuff.
They walked 3 blocks from the modest row house where Shipei's mother lives to the Chinese grocery store on Main Street. Shipei says a store camera video shows his mother with a small watermelon in a plastic bag on her left arm. Her right arm is by her side, holding Allison's hand. They leave the store, move down the sidewalk, turn, and enter the crosswalk.
And from there, from what I saw in a video that we've seen...
He means a second video taken by a dashboard camera on a car being driven by chance toward the intersection. Shipei obtained it from the police through a Freedom of Information Act request. He keeps the video on his iPhone. He needs it to understand what happened next.
The driver basically made a left turn. And he basically looks like she just sucked my daughter in from the left tire and knocking my mom down to the floor.
The driver, a 44-year-old man who lives in Williamsburg, could not be reached for comment. The police report says he was behind the wheel of a 2-ton Nissan Murano SUV. He had a steady green light as he approached from Cherry Avenue. Allison and her grandmother were in the crosswalk, halfway across the street, their backs to the driver, as he turned left onto Main Street. The Nissan struck Shipei's mother first.
And the worst part of that is that as she's getting up quickly, she has to see that my daughter gets run over by the back tire.
In the video, which is hard to watch, the driver only slows once he's past them. He stops, jumps out of his car, and appears distraught. He stays on the scene. Breathalyzer tests later show alcohol in his system, but under the legal limit. The police say there's no evidence he was using his phone while driving. When Shipei and his wife get a text from a family member telling them Allison has been taken to the hospital after an accident, their first thought is of their 5-year-old son, Preston, and how he broke his arm the year before. They figure something like that has happened to Allison. But when they arrive at New York Hospital, Queens, 2 blocks from the scene of the collision...
We see my mom on the floor in this special room. And you see blood on the floor. You see my daughter's toy purse on the floor with all blood on the ground. And my mom is just crying. And you're going, what's happening?
His mother is not seriously hurt, only inconsolable. She starts chanting ritual phrases of grief in Chinese. A doctor then takes Shipei and his wife to the room where hospital staff are working to save Allison.
You just hear, you know, the beeping of the sound or heartbeat, and you're going, please let it keep going. I mean, we later had to walk out, but they had to stop eventually.
A police investigation concluded that, quote, the cause of the collision is operator error. For that, the driver received two summonses, one for failing to exercise due care, the other for failing to yield to a pedestrian. Queens District Attorney Richard Brown decided not to pursue a criminal case. In New York State, drivers can only be charged with vehicular homicide or manslaughter if they're disabled by alcohol or drugs at the time of a collision. Shipe says he and his wife are planning to sue the driver in civil court.
Him just kind of, you know, getting two summonses or tickets for running over my daughter and killing her seems unimaginable that that's all someone could get.
Shipe's mother, who loves to cook, only recently started leaving her home to buy food again, and only when a family member goes with her. She's seeing a psychiatrist and needs medication to sleep. The Liaos have become active members of Families for Safer Streets, a lobbying group that is pushing for a local speed limit of 20 miles per hour. That's 5 miles per hour slower than Mayor de Blasio's proposal in his Vision Zero project, which sets the goal of eliminating traffic deaths in New York within 10 years. Families for Safer Streets is also pushing for tougher penalties on drivers involved in fatalities. Shipe has become fluent in the statistics.
Every 33 hours, someone die on the street. And every day, 5 children are struck. And, you know, I think every year, 7,000 are critically injured. These are people with, you know, skull fractures, you know, missing limbs, and they're considered lucky.
Shipe has been on the corner of Main Street and Cherry Avenue for 2 hours by now. The sun is sinking, and he's starting to shiver in the cold. Why are you standing here? This is obviously painful. Why are you going through this?
We do this to make sure people are aware that, you know, you have to be more careful.
He says he'd like to spare as many families as possible from having to face what he and his wife faced on that Sunday in October when they walked into the hospital room that held Allison, their daughter.
You know, initially you feel, you know, going there, there's a sense of life. And then you sit there and there's nothing more. And that's the really hard part.
For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.